Blog Talk Radio.
Cheddar, mozzarella, you know, however you want, whatever you want.
Everything gotta have cheese on it. Cheeseburgers, pizza, everything gotta have cheese on it. Green Bay Packers all the way, baby.
Well, that would come from your unique cheese head, okay? Womp womp. Mr. Norfolk, what's your favorite team? Are you an NFC or AFC man?
AFC West, Denver Broncos, and I'm not a new Denver Broncos fan. I'm an old Denver Broncos fan. So I don't even want to hear it. We bust up the Steelers last night. Y'all already know what's going down. I got my Super Bowl champ shirt already pressed out and ready to go. Let's go.
Right. That's not a medium, is it, that you're wearing?
Never a medium. Never. I'm a 5XL. Mediums are not big boy approved.
Wow. And I digress. And the wind blows to the east.
Hey, didn't the Denver Broncos used to be called the Colorado Ponies back in the day?
Wow. Below the belt. Okay. CK, AFC, NFC man.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm a Green Bay fan all the way.
All the way. Now, are you a bandwagon?
CK is a brother with knowledge. CK is a brother with knowledge.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what you want to call it. Right. And that, you know, no hard feelings, you know. And last but not least, Mr. L.E.L., AFC, NFC, what you working with?
NFC North, fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
I believe Green on that.
No doubt,
you know.
L.E.O. L.E.O., I got to say, bro, Philly got some damn good cheesesteaks out there. My only problem is you got to watch your dogs in Philly. That's all I got to say, bro.
I mean, we got some kinks to work out. We got some kinks to work out. But, I mean, you know, we're going to do our thing. You know, undefeated so far throughout the preseason, first game. We're going to do it.
Hey, yo, leave my homeboy out of this, man. You know what I'm saying? It was the house
that
made him do it.
Exactly. Yes. And I digress. So, you know, we got some below the belts. We got some flags on the play, but we'll be bringing the latest sports talk shop, and maybe we have a little sports show within a show. You know what I mean? So you never know what's going to go down on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to be switching up the format to bring you some new and improved and exciting things for the fall, for the autumn, for the nutmeg, for the peppermint ice cream, for the hazelnut burning candle season, hurricane season, of course, and, you know, all the holidays, should I say Halloween, and, you know, some people never take their mask off, so, you know, it's just observed on the 31st. And, you know, we have Election Day coming up, you know, November 6th. By the way, 56 days until November 6th. And that information was provided by timeanddate.com. It brings to you the calendar, the world clock. It's very resourceful, so definitely check it out. 56 days until election. Vote. I hope that you all had the opportunity to take a peek of your opposing presidential candidates, our most current president, as well as President Barack Obama, as well as Mitt Romney, former, you know, politician of Massachusetts. That's all I'm going to say about that. I almost went to the left, but it is the I Got Something to Say show, and I am able to exercise my right of freedom of speech. So, with that being said, and I digress, say something. We're going to keep this thing moving. If y'all can hear me clap twice.
Well,
if our listening audience.
I just want to let you know I'm sitting on my left side right now, so I'm gonna go there. I don't think anybody is ready for them. I don't think America's ready to have a Mormon president just yet.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, by any means necessary, and we're not implying that you should go a particular voter's way or voter's choice to our listening audience. This is the I Got Something to Say show, and we have the liberty to say what exactly is on our mind. And we hope that you would do the same. That's why it's imperative that you get out there on November 6th and let your vote be your voice, because without no voice, no vote, we have no voice. So definitely, ladies and gentlemen, look at all, you know, all the attributes, and look at all the persuasions and look at all the stance and look at all the things that they stand for and place your votes in your vet. So hopefully things will work out and, you know, we can just wish for the best and hope for the worst or prepare for the worst and hope for the best, correct? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I got something to say, radio show. If you want to get down with us, you know, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Mr. Norfolk, CK, as well as Elio Optimism, living that every day, you can dial in to 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 8 minutes after the hour. It is 10:08. And we're going to be preparing to speak with our distinguished guest on this evening very shortly. We're going to prepare, ladies and gentlemen, to go into our first musical break. And we're going to be bringing you some of the latest songs by Nadandi. We're going to be playing her music along with some indie artists and some other neo-soul artists on this evening. Nadandi is a wonderful, wonderful singer. She is one of my all-time favorites. And, you know, we've actually had the blessing and opportunity to speak with like genre artists such as Tanya Doss, Lila James, Music Soul Child. And, you know, you never know who you're going to have on the I Got Something to Say show. Now, as a radio network as a whole, the D Hour show, we have everyone from the Rude Boys to Nadandi by Nature, from Betty Wright to Montel Jordan. So you never, never know. Definitely check us out. 5 days a week, ladies and gentlemen, 5 days a week, and you're going to have a plethora of entertainment. So by further ado, ladies and gentlemen, of the I Got Something to Say show, definitely we encourage you to join us on the line, 718-766-4553. That number gets you in, and it fits you in with the I Got Something to Say show. We're going to prepare for our first musical break, and then we're going to hopefully have our guest come into the Anonymous Blue Studios. And then after that, we're going to go in with the Say Something News, Words of Encouragement, Ghetto Gourmet, News Top Shop. And also, you never, never know, you know, we always have a visit by yours truly, or should I say an unwanted visit by GB. But we're going to keep it moving. So, D-Slate, what we got on the menu for our first musical break?
Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first musical break, we're going to be bringing you in Nadandi's. We're going to be bringing you Nadandi's hit, Imitator, right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Let's go.
Say this is good as it gets, but baby, I must admit that I expect so a whole lot more from you. Darling, you do. I want the sun, the moon, the stars, and a first class trip to Mars, all on a hot air balloon coming soon. Well, you're so comfortable with the stop we made, too happy now with your sun in the shade. And I wash my hands with trying to help you see the you that you could be. Maybe it was in my dreams, in my dreams. So go on. Later. You're not the man I used to know. You're an imitator. Go on. See you later. You're not the man I used to know. You're an imitator. Imitator. On me, had me convinced of your make-believe. Yes, I believe it, cause it sounded true. But daddy, this love alone is not that strong for both of us to be leaning on. For it was never you, no, never you. You're so comfortable with the stop we made, too happy now with your sun in the shade. My love alone can feel one that is not your own. No, and I know it now, I know it now. Go on, see you later. You're not the man I used to know. You're an imitator. Go on, see you later. You're not the man I used to know. You're run. Imitator. Oh.
Ambition. Ndambi sang backup and collaborated with
another rising soul seeker, Erykah Badu, all the while honing her artistry and slowly building a fiercely loyal fan base that resonates with the organic, authentic approach to her life and music. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm I Got Something to Say show welcome to the beautiful Miss Ndambi.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't know what to say after all those wonderful accolades.
It's the truth. And we thank you so much, Ndambi, for joining us on the I Got Something to Say show tonight. And it's an absolute honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I feel very, very honored, very much so.
Wow. Well, Ndambi, thank you so, so very much. I am the host and the creator of the I Got Something to Say radio show. And the person that introduced you is our illustrious producer, and he is the owner and operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. I'm just so out of breath because I'm so ecstatic. I'm trying to hold it together. It's like I am such a huge fan of yours. OMG. How you feeling
today? Well, I feel honored. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm blushing right now.
OMG. I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you how long I've been rocking with you. But before I do that, I want to also allow my other co-hosts who are just phenomenal, and they are diehard music fans. And after tonight, I'm sure they're going to be rocking your music too. Ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening, this is Ndambi. And our co-hosts this evening are Mr. Norfolk. Mr. Norfolk, this is Ndambi in the studio with us.
What's going on? How are you, Miss Lady?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, all right. I love the song that we just played. I'm looking forward to hearing more of that.
Well, thank you so much, very much.
Yes, he's an imitator.
Uh-oh. And she sings too, you guys. Y'all hear that? I heard that part, Justice. I heard that. You gotta stop it right now. Cut it out.
Yes. No, I am a Anita, more like an Anita Faker. Okay, I carry a tune, and I'm carrying that tune so heavy on my back it's falling to the side. But and I digress. And we also have in our studio tonight. Yes, CK, this is Ndambi in the studio with us tonight.
Hello, Ndambi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for coming on. I'm a really big fan of yours. I love your music.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Pleasure to meet you right now.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And he's also one of our media specialists, and Mr. Al, he does our Say Something News. And then we have our inspirator, who is a poet, Mr. L.E.O. Optimism. Miss Ndambi is in the studio with us tonight. You want to say something to her?
Yeah, I would love to say something to her. How are you doing today? Well, this evening, rather.
I'm doing really good, actually.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear, and I'm glad to have you on the I Got Something to Say show. You'll enjoy yourself, I promise you.
Well, I look forward to it. I do.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show supporters, we have Ndambi. When I say I'm a fan, some of her work and some of the genres can be compared to, let us say, Marsha Ambrosia, Robert Glasper, Liv Warfield, Leela James, who we had on the show, Hill Street Soul, Kanye Doss, whom we had on the show before, Layla Hathaway, Jill Scott, Bilal, Donnie, Erykah Badu, Music Soul Child, whom we have on the show, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just saying this, but she is in her own genre, her own right. Her music is soulful. You can't really categorize a specific genre for Ndambi. I mean, she's blues, she's funk, she's neo-soul, she's eclectivity, she's neoclassical, she's just in a world of her own, and any poet or indie artist who have been underground, such as myself, for a long time, I've gone from Greek Goddess as a poet to Poetic Justice to Miss Fabulous. But I'm telling you, I've been rocking with you since the Little Lost Girl Blues. I'm telling you, and that's how long I've been rocking with you.
Well, that sure does make me feel good. That makes me feel good. That really does.
Yes, 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 yes. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and start off with the executive producer. I want to ask you a couple of questions, and like we have on the show, conversation, wrap-up, and generally I like to limit the questions so it won't feel like an interview. Let's just have
okay.
a discussion and chop it up. And I would like for, you know, I said before, but my co-host, I know CK is a huge fan. We're going to go ahead and invite our co-host to, you know, jump into the discussion, but we don't want to overwhelm you, but we're just so elated that you're on the show. So I'm going to start with D. Slate. What you have for Ndambi at this time? I can't even talk. I'm so excited.
Well, my first question for you. We had Music Soul Child on the show, and I love his music. He's an incredible artist as well. But we had him on the show, and we talked about, you know, the state of music right now in R&B and neo soul, and he expressed how neo soul artists and, you know, and soul and a lot of the new soul singers, you know, like yourself and Calvin Richardson and some of the others, really don't get the type of recognition that they should get, or don't get the type of recognition that you see a lot of a lot of the mainstream artists or a lot of the R&B singers that are out right now. And, you know, he also made a point, you know, stating that, you know, if the song isn't really talking about, you know, a lot of sexual content, then a lot of the listeners today don't really want to hear it. But, you know, only the sophisticated listeners and only the ones you know, with a sense of soul and an intellectual background, really can appreciate a lot of the neo soul artist music and neo soul music, and, you know, just the whole state of music right now is really in an uproar because a lot of the new artists that are out, a lot of people really don't like to listen to them. And, you know, people really prefer to go back to listen to some of the music that they remember loving and they remember listening to, and, you know, some of the old artists and even some of the neo-soul artists and soul singers like yourself. But the state of music right now and the way it is and why people are so unattracted to some of the new music, you know, how do you feel about that, and why do you think people are so unattached to some of the new music they're hearing today?
Well, I would like to say, like, the music is always an indicative of what's going on in history, really. We have all these periods and times where music always goes to a certain state of flux where it just seems like it's in limbo, and we have these periods where music, you have these awesome periods where great musicians get to come out and great singers come out and you get to hear what's going on. And then we always have these periods where it's a lull and everything seems to be asleep. And then also usually at the end of a cycle of a lull when everything seems to be asleep comes an awakening again in music that people now need meaning to music. And it's only when the voices of the people ring out loud enough and start saying, hey, I'm tired of hearing whatever it is that we're getting, and that happens. Because, see, I think that what happens also is we've gotten to a point where everything seems formula. So people, when you're making music that doesn't involve feelings or people can't connect to, so they don't have the same emotions behind it, that's, I think, why people go back to listen to music that they can feel again. Because it reminds them of a place. And when you get to music where it all feels like the same thing, and I think that it would be cool if you had enough variety of different kinds of sounds, and particularly with black music, but since you're getting forced through the outlets and where music is played to only listen to a certain amount of sound, then it all seems to be limited to what people get to hear. But the one fortunate thing that happened is, you know, people have a choice to be able to find artists like myself. You can go online and you can go to YouTube and you can find these people that you might not have ever heard of before, because now you have a right to choose to find new music that you would like to listen to, and people can bring that into the listening experience. But at the same time, music is cyclical and goes in cycles, and I think that eventually artists like myself and the Music Soul Childs and these artists that were prominent at one time that people were listening to will be able to come back around, and people will embrace them and listen to them again.
Absolutely, I agree, I wholeheartedly agree, and I really hope that music can get back into such a, you know, more of a comfortable state to where it was before, where people were really appreciating it. But I agree, I absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah,
you're so welcome.
Go ahead, Elio. Well, basically, Nadambi, what I wanted to do is kind of just touch on a couple of things that made significant to you as an artist. I see that you are the ninth of 11 children. That is very,
uh-huh.
very interesting. Right. So are you a PK by any chance?
I am a PK. How did
wow.
you guess?
How did I
yeah,
get no, that?
I'm a PK. Yes, I
wow.
am.
Right. Well, you know, two things that kind of led me to that asking or inquiring. One, the lyrics in your song, and two, just having a diversity of, you know, background of having that neo-soul, but still having that chondra of, you know, down-home, wooden floors type of spiritual movement. That's what
mm-hmm.
I want to say.
I definitely
I mean?
Am. I feel like that. I definitely feel like I connect with spirituals, you know, Mahalia Jackson and all that. I feel like that. The voice that was given to me, you know, is not. I didn't choose it, but it was a gift. And that voice is a voice that comes from somewhere else. And that voice, part of that voice, it encases that whole thing. I remember as a kid just really, really loving to hear the missionary ladies sing and how they felt it and their intent behind what they sang. And I would go home and I would practice that because that meant something to me. And eventually I just felt like that was something I really connected to. And so that's a part of the spirit I bring to the music.
Absolutely. And basically, even your name, there is some eclectivity in that. Nadambi was, from my understanding and what I'm reading, means most beautiful in one of the African languages. And
yes,
I can appreciate that, yes, how you have adapted, you know, the homeland, the motherland of the language of the roots of the people and incorporated into modern day, you know, a modern day movement, if you will. And a lot of people, when you say your name, you know, like a lot of the spoken word artists, poets, as I mentioned before, indie musicians, jazz enthusiasts and things of that nature, they know you because of, you know, that particular circle. But mainstream will probably more associate you with a particular artist that is well-known and you're well-known. But how was your experience working with Erykah Badu?
Oh, I mean, that's an awesome experience. One, because it's the first opportunity I had to be a part of something that I lived, breathed, ate, slept, and thought about all the time. And being a part of creative, you know, she was, you know, at that time, what she was bringing was something new and fresh. And being a part of that whole scene and seeing it from that vantage point, which gave me a real great perspective. I mean, she's, you know, she was giving people a new approach to music at the time, and she's, you know, awesome artist, awesome performer, and I couldn't ask for a better experience to be ushered into the music business with. It was, and actually, you know, we're both from Dallas, so I knew her from home. And to be able to be a part of something so special was just, you know, awesome.
Right. Wow. That is awesome. So basically your grassroots, we kind of categorized your music. Well, at least the mainstream media has a tendency to categorize music. So would you say that you're, because she's more neo-soul, so have you adapted that into your genre, neo-soul, R&B soul? What would you classify your music as? And then a second part to that question, oftentimes when artists come on the show, we often ask about their international experience. And like I said, I'm a true fan. I follow, you know, where you're now, Starker, fan is short for fanatic, and I'm fanatic for Nadambi's music, listeners. But you've toured, like, in France, a couple of other parts of the world. How have your experiences been, and with your genre of music, how do you categorize your genre of music, and how have your experiences been both domestically and internationally?
Well, first of all, I don't even categorize music. I don't necessarily put genre on it when I think about how I want to create music. So I would say if you ask me what the genre is, it's genreless. And not just being funny, because I listen to so many kinds of things and I love so much music that I might have a rock song, I might have a blues song, I might have a song that feels like a spiritual, I might have a song that, you know, that feels like a neo-soul song, but I just draw from all my experiences with music and I try to put all of that into the pot when I make music. So I don't want to limit how I hear and I don't want to limit how I feel music. I'm sure that people will give it a place. But I try to go above a place so that I can create from wherever the creative spirit leads me to create from. And I noticed that, you know, no matter where I am, be it domestic or overseas, it seems to the people who come out to see the shows, they tend to enjoy themselves. I enjoy a lot of success overseas, and I've been blessed to have opportunities to be in Japan, Bulgaria, Norway, Finland, Holland, I mean, England. I mean, I've been a lot of places in Italy and been able to perform. And then I also enjoy continuously growing and seeing how people come and show support here in the United States as well, which is awesome to be able to have the ability to perform in both places. So I think that that's what I see. When I see people come to shows, it's people who really enjoy the music and want to come out and support and give the energy to the shows.
Wow, yes. And before I kind of go into, like, the titles of your songs, some of my all-time favorites from your albums, Little Lost Girls, Girls Blues, I love Soul from the Abyss. I really, really love that song. And then your sophomore song CD, what is it, Tuning Up and Co-Signing. Now, my ultimate favorite, Nadambi, from that is Old Tanina. I want you just to kind of, like, touch bases on that, because from being a former educator to working with at-risk youth, I have experienced young girls between the ages of 14 and 17 running away or being victims of domestic violence or victims of incest. And when I hear that song, I'm telling you, it is remnant for all of those things. Maybe my interpretation may be a little puddle deep. However, that song speaks to my soul, and it just has me staring at four walls, like, you know, putting on eyeliner and not paying attention, just kind of doing an anime bullet type thing. Because it makes you zone out. It makes you zone out.
I feel out of everyone, so. And that's the whole process of creating music, right? I would like to create music that people enjoy, that can touch the spirit, that can move them, that can feel and they can relate to, depending on their experience. And that particular song was a song I wrote in dedication of Nina Simone. And it's just the energy of it and performing it was always something that was someplace deeper than me. And I wanted to channel that energy and bring it forth. And basically, it definitely speaks on a lot of experiences related to being mistreated and not valued for your worth. And I really wanted to, and that could be in any particular situation, but I wanted to speak on that and bring a voice to it, to give it some light, to make inspire somebody to want to move, to do something different, to make a change, and hopefully to do something different with their own lives.
Wow, I'm telling you, Nadandi, that song is so deep. When, you know, as a facilitator at some point in my life for anger management, you know, or working with kids who are delayed or have limitations and delimitations, you know, a light white, black, Asperger's disease, and so on and so forth, that song, when we're doing our arts and craft projects, or that song when I'm working with juveniles, or that song when I'm working with young offenders who have just been released from, you know, incarceration, I'm telling you, all you see is strings of puddles of tears because that song is so heartfelt. So what I would like to do, if we have that song queued up, I would like to go into our second musical break to allow the listening audience to experience the heartfelt, the realness, the motivation, the soul burning of this song. And then we'll come back with a couple of more questions if you're able to hang out with us. We would love that.
Okay. Sure, I can do that.
Okay. Well, can you, if our illustrious producer can set that up, can you introduce the song to us? I think I want to go into Old Tanina.
Okay, this song from my album Tuning Up and Co-Signing is called Ode to Nina.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say show. And take it away, D-Slate.
Right here on the I Got Something to Say show, Ode to Nina from the talented and the beautiful Miss Madonna.
I'm not complaining, just tired of your comings, your goings, your leaving, your staying. Yes, sirree, yeah. Wouldn't you agree? Well, I'm not complaining, I'm just tired of your comings, your goings, your leaving, your staying. Yes, sirree, hey, 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 hey. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree? Target is rejected. I'm taking name. No complaints. No sorry. Just tired of your comings, your goings, your leavings, your stayings. Yes, sir. What a chill day. What a chill. What a chill. Awkward. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, yeah. What a chill. Awkward. Hey, hey, hey. I'm not complaining, no.
Gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show. That was Ode to Nina from our guest here in our Anonymous Blue Studios, Ndombi, or a.k.a. Ndombi Blue, is in the studio in Anonymous Blue. That was super, super awesome. I love that song. The incense of burning, the question and the communication is vibing. And we're not going to hold our guests to focus. Yes. So we're going to go around the room real quick and allow for our co-host to give remarks to Ms. Ndombi before we conclude, and I have one follow-up question. We're going to start with Mr. Norfolk. What were you think? So what are your thoughts on Imitator that we played at the top of the show to Ode to Nina?
Well, you know I'm a real, real big Nina Simone fan, so I really dug that. That was a nice little moving piece, man. Kind of caught me off guard at the end, but I was like, yeah, that's a real moving piece. I did have one question though.
Okay.
When knowing what you have, it can shine. How is it being patient? You know, as a background singer or and less of a limelight, then you know you have the potential to be in. How did you cope with actually just waiting for your time?
I think that the biggest part of it is, well for me, was understanding that when your time is right, there are so many lessons to learn along the way to get to being ready for your time. And one of the things that I felt like, even when I was so maybe antsy or anxious to be in my own moment, I realized that there were things that I didn't know it at the time, but later on in life I realized there are things that you learn as a grooming tool to get you prepared for what it is that you're setting your sights on, setting your vision on. And some of it, if I could have did it, you know, like you just do it when you think that you're ready. Sometimes you may not be as ready as you think you are. And there are all these life experiences that happened that prepared me for when it was time for me to really take on the moment to shine and be my own star and to be in my own place. But you don't sometimes always know it, but I appreciate the experiences before. And the patience is learning that there are lessons that teach you and take you and mold you and shape you so that you can really be prepared for what it is that you are asking for. So when you ask for it and it comes, you can now kind of be ready to receive it.
That's what's up. One more thing. When you're listening to yourself, does your voice move you like it moves us maybe?
When I listen to my music, I can say that it's, and I'll say it shared like this, I know that it's not me. I know that there is something bigger than me in the voice, and that is what touches me when I can hear the music and take myself out of it. So I'm listening to it, and I know it's the spirit, not me.
I know that's right. Thank you.
Yes. And what are your statement or closing remarks as it relates to Nagandhi of any of the songs that we play, Imitator or Old Tanina, CK? Because I know you're a huge fan, so you probably are privy and cognizant of her other works.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm loving it very much. Thank you for that. I just want to know, when you're alone and you're writing, what do you think about most of the time?
I usually try to be a narrator and allow the story to come through me. Sometimes it's related to something that happened to me, and I think that sometimes I just try to allow myself to channel the energy so that I can write what is being divinely inspired to write. I know that there are moments, though, that I like to write and write things that are relatable about myself. But a lot of times I feel like I'm being led to write something that's divinely inspired.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that, CK and Nagandhi. And last but not least, Mr. Elio, our poet and folklore artist. What are some remarks or closing remarks that you have for Nagandhi on this evening?
I want to start by saying I'm blown. I'm completely blown. When I heard the track and when I heard the music, of course the first thought would be, okay, she's taking it back. But I started to dig deeper and deeper and deeper into your voice and your delivery and your passion behind those words. And it just took me to another place, and I promise you it's going places. And if you would allow me, I'm going to listen to your track over and over again. And what I want to do, I want to kind of do a voiceover, because I feel like a new piece is coming along. And I'll let the, you know, my co-host and everything like that hear that. But it's a powerful piece. I loved it.
Thank you so much, and I feel honored that you feel inspired to want to create the new piece, so I look forward to hearing what you create. I definitely do.
Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Nagandhi, you know, like I say, I've been a fan of yours since 99 with Blue Long Girl Blues, Tuning Up and Co-Signing, and also an album that I definitely want to get my hands on when I go overseas to Europe in the next couple of months or so. I know you had a release that was only made available in Japan, and that was A Weird Kind of Wonderful. If I can get my hands on that album.
You've never heard that album?
No.
I'm going to have to make sure that we get with you about that. I have to do something about that. That particular album is a rock soul. It's a rock soul album, but there are other moments that border on. It doesn't really, I won't even say it's that. It just has a lot of different moments in it. And, yeah, we'll do something about that.
OMG, yes. Like I said, I have Little Lost Girl Blues. I love the cover for that one. A coworker tuned me in onto that one, and the coworker is 78 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Her daughter is a blues singer. Yes, that's in her 50s, and she was like, I got to let you hear this. I'm like, yeah, really? Okay. So, you know, it kind of went from there, and just I can't put them down. You know, I have them in my phone. I have a playlist for you on Pandora, you know, and it just goes on and on and on. And, of course, ultimately, the Pink Elephant. Okay, we go from L.I.E. to Nobody Jones, which is, like, really, really held significant to identity and to personality for women's empowerment. Of course, Imitator, Relationship Blues, I Can Relate. And then The World Is a Beat. I'm telling you, those are my four favorite, you know. And,
well, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be closing up with Madambi, but, you know, we have to encourage you to step out the box and tune in, open your heart and open your spirit into the movement of music. Music is so universal, and Madambi definitely exercises, and she exemplifies so much more than just, you know, a beat with words. It is a movement, literally. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a movement. Now, from old to Nina, are you actually the pianist on that?
I know. People have asked me that before, but I'm actually not playing the piano on there. It's just that the feeling of it, and we actually, that song in particular was recorded live, and we were all in studio at the same time. Excuse me. So it was a live, we were in an actual barn that they turned into a studio out in the country. It was really great, really, really great. And it allowed us this really connected energy. So each musician in the room, and we played it and just recorded. We just pushed the button and said, okay, push play. Let's go.
Wow, deep, deep. R&B singer, ninth of the 11 children, PK, pianist, classical musician, singer, songwriter, toured the country, you know, back and forth, you know, inspiration, motivationist, lampeterist, and the title go on and on and on. Model. And I understand that you have done some work, yes, for one of my favorite, Mark Batiste. Come on.
I did. I felt very honored that I got to be a part of the project he was doing. So, oh, yes, definitely. It was an opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, man. When I saw that, I was like, really? And most people are like, Mark Batiste, don't worry about it. I'm telling you, that is some international stuff. So, Miss Lady, you are doing beautiful things, the most beautiful, Madambi, meaning that. And so with all the stuff being said, and when you came here to the Hampton Roads area, I think it was about maybe 2 years ago. No, Pink Elephant was released in, what, 2009, right?
Yes, it came out, but I didn't really do most of my shows until 2010 because it came out the latter part of 2009. So 2010,
okay.
I came out that way. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I believe you were at the Nova, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, and I'm telling you, it was basically standing room only. You are wonderful on track, but you're even better live. And I'm telling you, listening audience, if you ever, and let me put ever in all caps as we do on Twitter, RT right at you, right at our listening audience. If you ever have the opportunity, please see this woman live. With all that being said, Madambi, what next? Where can we find out more information about you, and what do you have coming up next?
Well, I have a website. It's ndambionline.com. It's my name, N-D-A-M-B-I, online.com. You can find out information about upcoming shows, what projects I'm working on, the next new thing I'm doing. I'm actually working on a new album as we speak. It should be coming out very soon. And at the same time, I'm working on a few things. So you should hear a couple of things from me probably starting the end of the year and probably next year a few more things. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook and all those places, and you can check me out and see what I'm doing. Hear the music as music player, so you can hear the music if you've not had an opportunity. You can buy the music, whatever you choose. So there's enough information to find out about who I am and what I'm doing.
Well, absolutely. I am going to follow you on Twitter. I think I'm already following you on Twitter, but definitely I'm going to encourage our listening audience to expand and just kind of like build their library to become more familiarized with eclectic artists such as yourself. I mean, you are truly a queen. I'm a natural sister. You're a natural sister. And we're partly off screen. Offline about some things, but I just want to just say it is a distinct honor. My producer, Mr. D. Slate, when he always asks me, listen, Miss Fabulous, who do you want on the show X, Y, and Z? You were in the lineup. Lela James is in the lineup. Tanya Doss is in the lineup. You know, Music Soul Child is in the lineup. So, you know, I had all my heavy hitters, and I've been most blessed to have all of my favorite artists to grace the Anonymous Blues show, or should I say studios within our show. So we just want to just say, Ndambi or Ndambi, we love you so, so very much, and just keep making great music. And just give us one more time where you can be found so the listening audience can support your music.
Thank you so much. You can find me on ndambionline.com. That's where I am. And yeah, the music also is a CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon. You can go to those places as well. But check me out on ndambionline.com. That's ndambionline.com. And I'm on Facebook, and I am on Twitter. And thank you so much, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and D. Slate, and everyone else, for a wonderful evening, and I enjoyed myself, and thank y'all for having me so much on the show. I feel very honored, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys for giving me that opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know our producer wants to do some closing statements, but I will continue to be a fan for life. I'm committed, and I just thank you so, so very much. And Mr. D. Slate would like to give you some parting words as being on our show.
Well, Ndambi, I wanted to say, first and foremost, you're an incredible artist, and I love your music, absolutely. And I know Miss Fabulous wanted to get a hold of that particular album, so I'll definitely hook her up with Monica and see if she can I'll definitely get that information to her so she can get that, because I know she's one of your biggest fans, absolutely. So I'll definitely get that in for her. But I know that when you told her, I know when you told PJ, you told her that you were making a new album, I think this is what she really wanted to say. I think that's what she really wanted to say, but I'm gonna go ahead and do that for her. But I just wanna say that you have some incredibly inspiring music, and you're so multi talented, and I think that you know, I always love to have artists like yourself on the show, because you give you know, rising artists and independent artists, you know, just something to strive for and something to model after. So I think that's you know, that's such a wonderful thing to have artists like yourself on the show with us, and it's an absolute blessing to have you on with us. And as far as we're concerned at the D Hour Show Network and family, you're always welcome to our show. The D Hour Show Network is your home. You're welcome here anytime, any day, anytime, any night, any day. And as far as we're concerned, we're going to keep following you and keep supporting everything that you do, because you are definitely a blessing in this music industry, and we're going to keep supporting that particular blessing, and hopefully some of the new artists that are out there listening or creating music can definitely model after your incredible talent.
Well, thank you so much. My goal of making the music is to create a legacy so it can be a part of I hope to create music that can be a part of the life soundtrack to people. You know how you life and you live your life and you have memories and you can connect it to song. I hope that it is able to do that. And I hope that it can inspire people to do, be, and grow and be all that they can be. So thank you so much for the parting words. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And you continue to keep producing some of that incredible music, and we're going to continue to support you. And you have a blessed night, and thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good night, everybody. I hope you guys enjoy the evening.
Thank you so very much, Donnie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the very talented, very wonderful, humble, spirited queen, Nubian queen, Ndambi, was in the building. I'm telling you, words cannot express what I am feeling right now. I mean, it is such an honor and privilege to have such a just a talented woman and just so humble, you know. So, you know, if you're in the listening audience, please support Ndambi. Her work, it speaks volumes, definitely. And just continue to, you know, support any of our artists that we have on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What we're going to do is take another musical break. This is all about Ndambi tonight. We're going to be playing her music. When we come back off of our musical break, we're going to get into the Say Something News. Followed by that, we're going to have a discussion for the day. And then we're also going to have some words of wisdom from LEO. And then you never know, hopefully we can have an update on the sports, whatever game is being played right now, or just, who knows, maybe the Ghetto Gourmet or GB Media at the door. But we got a little bit more time, so don't go anywhere. Do not turn that dial. Don't push the button. Don't tweet. We want you to tweet. We want you to say, continue to listen to the I Got Something to Say show. But, yeah, come back and join us, and we're going to keep it locked here, and we're going to go to our musical break at this time and come back with the Say Something News by Mr. Norfolk. Take it away, DJ.
Absolutely. It's the musical break right here on the I Got Something to Say show. We got some more Ndambi for you with Nobody Jones, and after that, we got a little Music Soul Child with his new single, Yes. Right here on the I Got Something to Say show, let's go.
Now, are you talking about the original Anita Baker, the one that rocks, the one that has the sultry, the queen of the sultry voices, Anita Baker? She just redid Tyrese's song lately. That song is thebomb.com. Can you still say thebomb.com? Or is that too 90-ish?
Nah, you can't say thebomb.com. You can't .com nothing no more. That's whack.
That's whack. Wow.
Yeah, I don't say dot com. I just say that's real good .org.
.org.
Can you say that? Hey, D Slate, say that in your inside voice. Don't ever say that out loud again. Your inside. Are you serious right now? In the words of Kanye West, are you serious right now?
I am serious.
Yes, we are having a great, great time. I am glad the family is back. And this is on the eve of 9/11. So hopefully a little bit we may get into some discussions. Tomorrow is 9/11, and we're going to be hopefully giving back to the community. It's a world of it's a day of silence. It's a day of remembrance. It's a day of pay it forward. Giving back to your communities and things of that nature. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. But at this time, we would like to get into the Say Something News. It is 15 minutes after the hour. It is 11:15, and we are 45 minutes until the close of business. However, we do have something to say. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, put on your imaginary hat. It is the Say Something News by Mr. Al Norfolk.
Yeah. What's up? It's your boy with the Say Something News, because we got something to say. I want to say a big rest in peace to Michael Clark Duncan. You know what I'm saying? I felt the passion in his portrayal in The Green Mile. So I want to say it's okay, boss. The big boss in heaven got him. Do remember that tomorrow is 9/11. Try to give back to somebody or do something positive at least. If you see a firefighter or a police officer, say something nice to them, have some kind words. I know in the hood, we don't really mess with the police, but it's 9/11. The Navy SEAL did release the book. They did release the book, and I saw them on 60 Minutes last night, and I thought the interview was pretty intuitive. I also want to say register to vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Just make sure your vote is heard. If you didn't catch the Democratic National Convention or the Republican National Convention or the speeches, please look them up on YouTube and be informed. Do what you got to do. I saw a poetic justice at the Walk for Suicide this week. I want to say big ups to her for that. I also want to say check on your peoples, man. It's coming around to that point of time and season where mental health issues start to hit hard. The Christmas times, the Thanksgiving, and there's people out there that don't have nobody. So check up on your people. The seasons are changing. Get your flu shots if you need them. Young children and the elderly, especially people with things like diabetes and things of that nature. Go ahead and get your flu shots. On a lighter note, Finding Nemo 3D is coming out this Friday. Take your kids, have a kids' night out. Do what you don't normally do on a Friday night instead of hitting the proceeds.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I always look forward to the Say Something News. Can't nobody bring the news like Mr. Norfolk. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, my all-time favorite. Let's give a round of applause for Mr. Norfolk and the Say Something News. He makes the news so understandable. You know what I mean? Like my grandma used to say, I'm a third grade learner level. So, I mean, it's comedic, but yet it's disseminated as useful nature. So we thank you for that in advance. And just to kind of tidbit off of the Coming Out of the Darkness walk, I mean, I had great pleasure in being around 2,000 plus people, not necessarily celebrating, but bringing awareness to suicide prevention as well as suicide. We had the horrific experience of losing our sorority sister, myself and Mr. Norfolk, 2007 to suicide. Rest in peace, Dr. Gabrielle Peltier. She was a professor at Norfolk State University. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as Mr. Norfolk has indicated, definitely check on one another because these are trying times for a lot of people, and a lot of people are just hurting and suffering, and they just want to be told, you know, something. And you never know, that word of encouragement may save the next person's life or lift their spirit. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's be kind to one another. So with that in mind, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is currently 11:19 minutes after the hour, and we're going to move forward to our discussion of the evening, which is going to be led by no other than CK, and that means charging kindness for tonight. That's right. CK means changing kindness, or should I say changing, what can we say, changing king's kites? Karate's. Okay, we'll just say CK. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to bring to you the discussion led by CK.
All right, everybody. Last week we had the Democratic National Convention, and our key speakers that made the nights go well were Michelle Obama, former President Bill Clinton, and the president himself, Barack Obama, and it was amazing. Watching it on television was a great experience, and seeing the atmosphere, the motivation, and you know, he said that he made it clear that he wasn't the candidate; he is the president. You know, so that was touching. Tonight's question of the night I want to bring on is like, what do you think about? What would be the outcome if President Obama or Mitt Romney get elected into office, such as unemployment rate, the thing with taxes as far as the future of war?
Interesting. Anybody want to take that around the round table discussion?
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll say this, and I'm not going to I'm not going to extend on it, but I'll say this. I think that, first and foremost, people need to understand that it took a very long time before President Obama got into office. It took some years, and I'm talking about more than eight years. It took some years for certain things in our country to get messed up. And President Obama's only been in the office for 4 years, so it's going to take a lot longer than 4 years to help fix a lot of these problems, and that's what people need to understand. So I'm going to say if President Obama gets in the office, then and if he gets the help that he needs, meaning that if people vote the right individuals in the House and in the Senate, then he's going to get the help that he needs. That's very important. So I think he's going to continue to keep doing what he said he was going to do. Now, if I'm going to say this, if Mitt Romney gets in the office, what people need to understand, first and foremost, this dude has millions of dollars in offshore accounts. That should tell you right there where his mindset is on money. And if people don't know, Republicans only look out for the high class. So if this cat gets in the office, he's only going to be reaching out and looking out for the high class. Okay, which is going to leave the middle class and the lower class civilians and people out in the cold. So you really need to think about and make a really important decision of who you want to put in as president or keep in the office. And I think it's real important. If you want things to start, you know, getting better, then you need to put the right person in the office. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
All right. Well, I want to kind of slide in if I have the opportunity to do so. Politics is something that I really don't, you know, discuss in an open forum. You know, having the opportunity, I've had, voting both sides, voting Republican at some point in my life, not recently, you know, not since Bill Clinton. However, I know that the rich is for the rich and the poor is going to continuously be poor full or poor less. So, therefore, the working class, our current commander-in-chief, he is for rights of women. He's pretty much in fairness in terms of health care, the stance on education, the elderly. All these things are encompassing of who we are as Americans. So we have, we will continue, we will arrive, and we will continue. And America, I am American, we can, you know. And the only thing that's in, we are Americans, you know. And I believe that was said from one of the reality star shows. But it's America, we are Americans. So definitely it doesn't matter who you decide to vote for politically, you have that right. However, at the same time, put the right person into office that's going to make a difference, not in the life of you and your family, but the likes of everybody. And that's my political stance. Great job, President Barack Obama. And I approve this message. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I hope the FCC don't get us. But, yeah, and that's my stance. Anybody else have anything on the roundtable discussion?
I know, but I want to see the rest of them, LEO or Mr. Norfolk want to have anything to say before I go into it.
Nah, I'm good. Go ahead.
What about you, Elio?
Elio dropped off for a second, but he'll be back.
All right, okay. Well, go ahead and make your closing remarks.
Okay, well, my purpose is not to try to convince anyone to take one side, but to understand the fact that I looked at when I heard the president speak, as well as some of the things I heard that Mitt Romney said. First and foremost, I want to say that, like the president said, that this man doesn't even know about anything about foreign policy. And let's just point out the fact that he is a governor. He's trying to leap from governor to president and hasn't lived in the seat of a senator. So that's just one thing I look at. Then another thing, he wants America to go back to the old way of living, which we can't shift that the whole thing. We've been through a terrorist attack. We've been through several wars on terrorism and seeking out these terrorists. It's kind of hard to bring us back to an adjustment where we cannot, we just can't do that. So first and foremost, I will be always in on election day, be encouraging everyone to vote. I feel it's very important that we get out there and voice our opinion and voice what we need and our input. This country is built on the American people, and the American people make the right choices on who they want in office. It's like President John F. Kennedy said, it's not what your country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. And I say that we must vote. We, especially in the black community, for one, we have had people got lynched, threatened. Our people are not able to have the right to vote. I say take this privilege and run with it. If you're not getting the same vote, and that's I would say take that, run with it, make that happen. I just say that I hope that people make the wisest choice, because like he said, Mitt Romney, if he gets in office, he's going to look at only the rich and help the rich stay rich while middle class become the lower class and the lower class become no class. So, I just say please be wise, listen to the debates when they come about, being where what's going on, if we let this man get in the office, from my point of view, there's going to be another terrorist war. It's going to be worse than what the Bush administration has done. There's going to be more tax cuts. There's going to be more things that's going to, like, really put this country in a hole. And men, women think they're suffering now as far as not any jobs, not no money coming in. Just wait till you get this man in office, and it's going to be just worse. But if we keep our president in this office, he can take care of what he can until the next term goes for the next person. I feel it. Like he said before, we got change. We need to make that change, and we keep going to get that change once he's reelected back in the office. And that's
All right. Well, as you get off your box, this is what I want to close in like 15 seconds or less. I want to say that, you know, keep your dollars because we want your change. And the other thing is that, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So you have to get out there. You have to express. You have to exercise your right. There are a lot of people, you know, who died. So we can have these opportunities to afford to making choices and making a better way and a better life, not only for you and your family, but for other people who cannot be able to exercise their right to vote or exercise their right to make a difference. So that was a very, very interesting factor. Politics is kind of touchy and go. However, it's like the pink elephant, no pun intended, in the room. If you don't talk about it, you see it, you're pointing at it. When you point one finger, realize there are three pointing back at you. So someone has to do something. We all can't negate not to do anything or elect to do anything. So with that in mind, for the topic of discussion today, be cognizant, be aware, be choiceful, get out there, exercise your right to vote. 56
yeah.
days until election day. 56 days, people. Vote.
And I just want to say that if you don't sit down for your dreams, then you'll pass gaseous nightmares. That's all I want to say, you know.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was very deep. That was deep. It is 31 minutes after the hour. The current time is 11:31. What we're going to do is take another musical break. We have 29 minutes until the show. You know, I'm going to cry. I love this. I love this because, you know, we bring news. We bring celebrities. We bring national recording artists. We bring information. We bring a lot to the table. That's why it's called the I Got Something to Say radio show. We are far different from our competitors. We stand alone. You know, we're independent, but at the same time, we can't do any of this without you, the listening audience. So we thank you for tuning in. We understand it is fall. We understand it's back to school. Schedules have changed. Football is on. That takes precedence even in my life. So it's difficult. A lot of times I'm going to dual task while on the air. I'm going to be watching the game, especially when my winning New England Pats come on. So I just wanted to say, you know, to the listening audience, you can be doing anything, eating crab legs and watching the game, or, you know, laying out your clothes, as we often do. But thank you for tuning in to us. What we're going to do musically, we're going to take another break. It is all about Ndambi, our special guest for the evening. We're playing a lot of her music. We're going to come back, and we're going to hopefully have Ellie on the line. If not, we're going to keep it moving with, hopefully, Mr. D. Slate updating us on the latest scores and maybe go in with some ghetto gourmet. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, Mr. Norfolk, CKLEO in the building. Take it away, D. Slate.
Yes, it's the musical break right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're going to start it off with a little Calvin Richardson with America's Most Wanted, and after that, yes, indeed, we got some more Ndambi with The World is a Beat right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you. South Carolina, swinging it blue. When we were on the West Coast at the W Hotel, it be going down in the room, oh yeah. Party in the room every night, oh yeah. I'm gonna call some fellas, you call your girls. We party like we're in Chicago. One, two, three, I love you like a stepping yo. Cause you are
just what I want you, just what you need me. The talk in the streets, lady, baby, we can be America's most wanted. You're a top model, baby, blonde. Holding on the A-list, so real. I like how this feels, it's you and me.
We be walking down the street, everybody wanna know how you got your skin in them skinny jeans.
They wanna know.
They be approaching, they want your autograph. Say yes, babe, ain't never stressed, babe. And then you step out on the block like a runway show. You're always ready, no need to say go. That's how I know you are
just what I want, yeah, you. Just what you need me. The talk in the streets, lady. Baby, we can be America's most wanted.
yes, yes. It is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And we are in the last part of the show, ladies and gentlemen. It has been tremendously off the chain tonight, in the words of the late, great Bernie Mac, tonight. We had the opportunity to interview the very lovely, the very beautiful, very talented Ndombi. She was really, really so humble and so down to earth, and we just thoroughly enjoy her. We had the Say Something News by Mr. Norfolk. You know, we had the roundtable discussion with our politics. We got our politics on with Mr. CK. You know, we had a lot more to come. We're actually 42 minutes in the hour. The time is now 11:42, so we don't want you to go anywhere. We're coming back off of a musical break. And who did we have on that musical break, Mr. D. Slate?
We were listening to Calvin Richardson, America's Most Wanted, and we also were listening to the beautiful Ndombi with The World is a Beat.
Okay, did you say America's Most Wanted?
America's Most Wanted.
Okay. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. I know that's right, ladies and gentlemen. So is everybody still in the studio? Y'all must have went back on your lunch break, and everybody all tired and lethargic from all the great, you know, food that we had from leftover from Labor Day. Now, that was last week, but mind you, in our studio, we still have leftovers left over, which reminds me, I don't know if we're going to do the ghetto gourmet or are we going to give an update on the sports. Update on the sports, ghetto gourmet, why not? Let's do both. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you the Master Chef. They crowned the Master Chef on television, by the way. And Christine, the lady, the visually impaired woman, she won. And she was up against her opponent. I believe he was military personnel. They both were tremendously wonderful if you follow that show. But we have the real Master Chef in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you Mr. Ghetto Gourmet himself.
Yeah, what's going on? It's the Get Gourmet in the building. Yes, indeed. We don't have no extended, intricate menu tonight, but I do have a snack idea for those that like to get their snack on, you know, sometime throughout the day, because, you know, we tend to do that. We like to get our snack on every now and then throughout the day. So I got a snack idea and a quick drink idea for those out there that are hungry right now. So without further ado, from the Ghetto Gourmet, what we have here is a quick little sandwich, okay, type of grilled cheese type of deal that we like to call oops, they go to hot dog grilled cheese. Now, what I want to say is that before we came up with the name, that name for the sandwich, before the sandwich was called Mama, all we got in the refrigerator is hot dogs. That's what the name of the sandwich was before, but it was a little too personal, so we call it, oops, there goes another hot dog in my grilled cheese. Now, well, what you like to do is, you know, we always got some bread left over, you know, somewhere in the kitchen, and usually it's always the butt slices left over. So, look, you get the butt slices, okay? Now, you put a little butter, a little margarine. You know, we ain't got no butter. We always got margarine in the fridge. So you put a little margarine on your butt slices, okay? And you put them in the oven, all right? Let them get a little warm. Let them get a little toasty. You know, butt slices need to be warm. They need to be warm. So let the butt slices get a little toasty. Now you pull them out. You cut in advance. You got to do this in advance, because when you got government cheese, you got to slice it in advance. Sometimes it may take all night long, because the cheese so damn thick. So you got to slice it in advance sometimes. So go get your advanced slices of uneven sliced cheese, because you know when you slice in government cheese, it's always uneven. So go get your uneven slices, and you put a couple on your butt slices, okay? And then what you do is you 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 go in the refrigerator and you only you know the only snack meat you got in there is some is them pack of hot dogs that have been sitting there for a couple of weeks. Get you a hot dog, you make you some slices on the dog, right? Put it on top of the slices of the bread of your uneven cheese and your butt slices. And you put them in the oven. You let it get a little warm, let the cheese melt on the hot dogs, and then you go to the oven. You open up the oven, say, "Oops, damn, it's another hot dog in my grilled cheese." You pull out the butt slices, you put them together, and there you have it. Oops, I got some more hot dogs in my grilled cheese sandwich. And then now, if you want to wash that down, I'm gonna hook you up. If you want to wash that down, you already know that some ignorant, just dummy then left a swallow of orange juice in the refrigerator, okay? So what you do is you take that swallow of orange juice, you go to the sink and add a little water to the swallow, okay, and put a dab of sugar in it, stir it up, and you got you a nice little glass of what I like to call Cheap J. Not OJ, but Cheap J. Look here. You got you a glass of Cheap J. You got you a, oops, somebody put a damn hot dog in my grilled cheese sandwich. And boom, you go ahead, get your snack on, and that's how we get down in the hood kitchen for the ghetto gourmet. See me next time. I may have something real special for you. You never know. Make sure you go out and get the Ghetto Gourmet Cookbook, and it's entitled, "Look, Ma, I Didn't Cook Something Real Smelly and Funky, But You Can Be Damn Sure It Tastes Good."
Hey,
D, I am
so weak
right
now.
you gonna cater Mitt Romney's election party?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, I will be catering the Republican campaign party.
Well, the hot dogs will be $10 a pack.
That's right.
They will not be recession proof. Okay.
There it is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the Ghetto Gourmet. I am so happy. Well, I am so interested to know when he decides to visually start posting this stuff. Hopefully we can get together maybe a calendar or something creative for our listening audience to impede upon your visual, beauty as well. I can't even put it in words. It's just so hilarious. I'm so weak right now. I'm in the studio cracking up, and there's silence from Mr. Norfolk. I know he's laughing inside. You know, when you were younger in school, they'd be like, "Use your inside voice." I'm so weak right now. I don't know if we had Leo to come back on the phone, but we have still in the studio, in the building. You know, we're burning the candles at both ends, ladies and gentlemen. We work full-time jobs, and we do other things as photographers. We're authors. We're stand-up comedians. We're artists. We're hosts. You know, we're CEOs. We do a lot, but most importantly, we don't do a lot more than you do, and that's supporting us at the D Hour Show Radio Network, and we applaud your efforts, and thank you for supporting us on the I Got Something to Say radio show week after week after week. You know, you never know what we're going to bring to you, but, you know, you bring to us support and love, and we appreciate that so very much. So stay tuned for the new format for the fall, new theme song, new artists, new sketches, new skits, new reporting responsibilities. We're going to bring so much more to you, so tell your friend, tweet them, reverberation them, all of that good stuff, and let them know to definitely tune in every Monday to the I Got Something to Say show, radio show. I think that we have someone at the door. I'm looking online, and I'm seeing something that my eyes cannot believe. It states that a man was randomly stabbed in the buttocks several times inside of a local deli. It was caught on camera. I repeat, a man was randomly stabbed in his buttocks several times inside of a local deli, and the attack was caught on camera. I'm not really sure how to feel right now. I'm not really sure. It is some weird things that are happening in our space that we call a world today. On a more serious note, not to say that it's not, because that's pretty serious right there. But some teachers in Chicago, they're on strike. You know, so, you know, right now, education, and I know our executive producer and owner of this radio network is from the Chi, you know, and there are a lot of people that are going through things, but at the same time, you know, if our kids aren't educated, if they're not having the accessibility for learning tools or having that higher learning standard or availability, what do we promise tomorrow? So, educators, my hat's salute off to you. You have a very, very arduous job. I know I used to be one of you. Very arduous job. The pay is not there, but the pay is paying it forward, and we thank you. And from the D-Hour Show Network, we thank you for all the work that you do. To all of our men and women in uniform, we thank you effortlessly and tirelessly. We thank you so very much. Public safety personnel and just so forth. So I think that I have someone tapping on my shoulder, and I'm telling him to go away. And then it was my my dear friend and brother, GB, and I think he wants to get on the microphone real quick because we're 8 minutes out before the hour. It is 11:52 before we're going to be heading off the air. But, GB, I'm not going to let you get on my microphone today. You won't let me get on the damn microphone, GB. You can't just come on the microphone and take it and curse. You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want. You about to be my friend, and you don't even want to let me be on my phone. Ain't this late?
Oh, here we go.
Security,
hey.
Somebody, please.
Hey, ICK, such a bad. Hey, boom.
You can't call another man boom.
Hey, Miss Virginia. Miss Virginia.
Yeah.
Hey. You lied. You told
me
Michael Jackson wasn't dead. Michael Jackson ain't dead yet.
It's Morgan
Freeman. It ain't no Morgan Freeman. Yeah, it's not Morgan Day. On Labor Day, I wasn't working, but I was just standing still. And they told me don't work on Labor Day, so I ain't moved nothing. Not even my arms.
Wow.
And my armpit, they were musky on that day.
I believe you. I believe you. Raise your hand if you're sure.
I believe it was the mail.
Raise
your hand if you're sure.
Yeah, I ain't sure. I don't know about that. But you know what? Today is like September 10th, and it's Sewing Machine Day, and then it's Swart Idea Day. And tomorrow I'm be real sad. Tears are starting to happen. And it made me scared. I slept with a teddy bear on the lights on when it happened. It was scary.
You said tomorrow at 7, heaven. What'd you say?
Tomorrow at 9/11. It made me scared a couple of years ago. And some stuff happened and I was scared. I slept with my PJs on all the lights. It's okay.
You
TV.
Were.
It's okay.
What'd you say, CK?
I'm lost. I'm just gonna sit here in the studio and just think about that for a minute.
It's okay. I think what he's trying to say is that he was so moved and so touched by what had happened. Oh, I'm in the building and there were more people crying and stuff. I'm feeling hurt. I'm so sad. I'm so scary. It's okay. It's okay, GB. It's okay. We all kind of experienced that and went through it. And, you know, a lot of people were hurt and a lot of people lost their lives and things of that nature. But, you know, it made us stronger.
It made me stronger. My mama taught me to drink my milk. And why all that started to happen?
I don't know, GB. Y'all say something nice to GB right now. He's really upset.
GB, let's see. Yo, butt ain't as big as you think it is?
Nah, my butt don't go boom, boom, boom. And then it make me scared. I was sleeping with the animals. And then, a boss made.
Huh?
Okay. Huh? What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh? Y'all hear me knocking outside? Y'all let GB in?
Yeah, they let her in, man.
Yo,
Now, you know what, Ellie, no, you play too much because you let him in. You, between you and Mr. Norfolk, y'all always doing this. See, me, D-Slate, and CK, we be saying no. We're against the opposition. No, no, Paulie, every time you come on Box Braids and you in the movie with Tupac, you can't be funny.
I'm just appalled that GB got in the studio, and y'all heard me knocking outside when I got locked out, and my wireless mic went dead.
Yeah. You said your wireless bite and went dead?
My wireless mic went dead, and I couldn't tune in, and I got locked out of the studio. I forgot my keys.
You must have had the microphone on since 71. I mean, what kind of mic did you have on?
I had the dollar store batteries in my mic. I should have got the door itself.
I think his mic was off the wall.
Right. And it was working day and night.
My mic sound nice.
Check one.
We ain't ready. I'm in the icebox.
Hey, GB.
Huh?
GB, there's a full of donuts. Go get them.
They got holes in that donut way. Okay, GB, we got to let you off the air. It's been nice, and I hope everything works out for you tomorrow. We want you to be nice. We want you to help your fellow brothers and your sisters, and we want you to do something positive in lieu of manhood and kind of manhood.
I ain't no man, I'm a little boy. And I ain't no boy, I got a girl, but and I ain't got no brother and sister, they ain't doing nothing. I ain't sharing my crazy chat with nobody. I'm about to flip flops and candy tomorrow. How about that?
GB, good night. Y'all say good night to GB.
Yeah, your butt is big enough to be a brother and a sister, so you know, you all good.
My butt ain't bigger than your butt. Your nose spread across your face, and it's so big on your face, it look like two donuts sitting there with their arms folded. Good night, GB.
Bye, GB.
Good night, Woo. GB. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we always have a visitor. Sometimes it's unwanted. Sometimes it's wanted visitors. But, you know, we all have those type of people that come through, and we have to respect that. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, GB, for your commentary. And once again, on a serious note, on the eve of 9/11, we thank you to all the men and women in service who provide service to us on a daily basis. And I would like to do this before we actually close out with closing statements on the pre-eve of 9/11. I would like to have a brief moment of silence, please. Thank you so, so, so very much for those in D.C., for those in New York. If you lost someone, our condolences and our continued prayers from the I Got Something to Say radio show family. My condolences, and we'll pray for you. Americans, unite. We got a closing statement right now, starting with L.E.O. Welcome back.
Okay, what's going on, everyone? All right, my closing statements would be, if you believe in something, go for it. And when you do believe in something, and when you do it, you have to believe it in order for someone else to. So your delivery, your heart, it has to go in everything you do. And then people will come, followers will come, whether it be good or whether it be bad. If you believe in it, other people will. And I'm going to leave you with that.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, Mr. CK, what you have for us tonight?
I'm going to say tonight's show was wonderful. I truly enjoyed it. It was really, really a magic moment for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And Don B was phenomenal. For America, if you're listening, please be wise, be safe, pass on love. Stop to say to someone, hey, have a good day. Make somebody's day. And Just keep stay positive.
Okay. We thank you, Elio, and we thank you, CK. Mr. Norfolk, what do you have for the people?
I just want to say, you know, peace, love, and hair grease to everybody around the world. Do what you got to do to get out and vote. I just want to say big ups to my fam, you know what I'm saying, my lovely wife, my son who made the East Bay All-Star team this year, my daughter who's doing her thing, and my youngest son. And I got to give a very, very, very special shout-out to my grandmother. On 1920, today, she was born. That's 92 years, if y'all do the math on that, B. Yeah, and she's still around kicking. So I just got to give a special shout-out to her.
Happy birthday, Granny. And Mr. D. Slate, what do you have for the people?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. We had an incredible show. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. And I also want to say, make sure you guys tune into the Tuesday spot tomorrow. We got a doozy of a Tuesday spot tomorrow. In the first hour, we're going to be talking to actor Carl Payne. You may remember him as Cockroach on the Cosby Show and Cole on the Martin Show. So we'll be talking to Carl Payne tomorrow, as well as in the second hour. For all the horror movie fans, we're going to be talking to actress Kimberly Brown. You may have seen her in the hit horror movie Rose Red by Stephen King, and also Big Bad Wolf. So definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday spot with myself, Leo, and CK, and we'll definitely be getting it in. And I just want to say my quote for the night. Thank you, guys. Be blessed. And if you think outside the box, you may get an opportunity to take a nap in the box.
All right. Well, thank you, illustrious producer. And I'm going to have a couple of things. Yes, yes, absolutely. I wanted to say to my co-host and to my producer, wonderful, wonderful show on this evening. I'd like to also thank our very lovely, very gifted and beautiful Ndondi for stopping by the Anonymous Blue Studios and hanging out with us. And definitely continue to make good music, and we will definitely support you, my sister. We thank you for that. I also want to say a rest in peace to a dear friend that I went to high school with. She passed away on Friday while giving birth, and then today her newborn child that was born, he passed away today. So, Keisha, we love you. We'll always remember you. You gave life, and God makes no mistakes. So I know that you're watching over us. So to Keisha Carpenter's family, my condolences, and, you know, may God be with you all. And we just want to just say, in remembrance of the pre-9/11, I would like to say that for those lives that were lost and the sacrifice and the challenge, definitely, you know, our hearts are and our feelings and our emotions continue to be with you. It is 11 years, or should I say, 11 years as of tomorrow. We will never forget. We will never forget. We will never forget. Get out there and do some form of philanthropy on tomorrow. Tomorrow I will be at Montego Caribbean. We will be having a tribute call. The Red, R-E-A-D, right, and Crying the Blues. We will have people from all different disciplines of the craft, singers, poets, musicians, come and give them their story of where they were on the actual day of 9/11/2001. So we want you all to get out there, be supportive, make a difference in the lives of someone else, starting with you. When you point one finger, understand there are three pointing back at you. You have a responsibility. So make it a green day. Get out there. Do what you have to do and continuously vote and support our youth and take care of our elderly. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful segment, once again, of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Love you, Mom. I love you to my listening audience. Thank you for our support. Continue to follow us on Facebook and also on Twitter. If you are an original artist or indie artist and you want your music to be heard on the show, definitely contact us. On Facebook, my page, Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K Justice, or on the actual I Got Something to Say radio show. It's been a wonderful, fabulous evening. D. Slate, C-K, L-E-O, Mr. Norfolk, and myself, Miss Fabulous. We love you all. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
It's the I Got Something to Say show.
I, 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 I
Yeah.